into Luke chapter 5 for just a quick look at what the Lord would share with us today. Luke chapter 5, praise God. I'm very thankful all of you are here from across the ocean to far south and across the continent. Well, that's really across the continent, isn't it? Way down there in Florida. But looking forward to them coming and being here in Alaska. Praise God. Luke 5, beginning at verse 4. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude. Everybody say, a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. Now that's a multitude. Praise God. A great school of fish. Praise God. You may be seated. Now Jesus used this opportunity to preach. He asked the men in their fishing boats working on their nets, let me sit in your boat and you shove it out a little bit and let me teach the crowd that's gathered on the lake shore. The people pressed upon him. They were hungry for the word of God. That would have been awesome to see. Amen. A crowd perhaps this size, maybe several times larger than this side. But they understood God's word was worth hearing, and the power of the Lord being wonderful for them to receive. So the Lord used a boat for a pulpit. A common sight was their boats and their nets. And I can't help but think Jesus is interested in our daily lives. Jesus would step in our everyday situations and show himself Lord, show himself powerful. But the key is to make sure you stop long enough to hear what he has to say. In the midst of all of your activity, in the midst of all of your concerns and your work, amen. Thank God he can be there. Now the command was, launch out. A particular test of obedience, because he knew they had fished all night. He knew they didn't have anything to show for their efforts. And he knew that they were in need of direction. You see, he was choosing his disciples. Many are called, but few are chosen. How is that choice made? It's made on the basis of your response. You respond to the moving of the Spirit of God, and you desire for the Lord to fill you and to bless you, and praise God. You raise your hands in worship. You raise your hands in surrender, and you give expression in your voice of praise and of worship to the Lord, and he chooses you. Praise God. You desire his name in baptism. He chooses you. As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. As many as the Lord our God shall call, Peter preached, would receive that experience. You are chosen based on your response to the word of God. So they responded. They launched out. They were fishermen who were working, who were listening. They were washing their nets. They didn't want any debris or any contamination. They checked for holes and for tears because they wanted a good catch, not just to go through the motions. They were working hard, and they were making every effort to do the work that would result in a good catch. Amen. And likewise, you and I make every effort to do the work of God. There's a difference between washing of the water by the word and watering down the word. We're not going to water down the word. We're going to let the word of God wash us and cleanse us. And so Peter would declare, nevertheless, at thy word, Amen. Because your word commands me. Because your word directs me. I am going to do the work. Remember, they'd fished all night. They had caught nothing. That would kind of dash your hopes. That would kind of diminish your outlook. The calluses, the sore muscles, the lack of sleep, all the time, all the effort put into it. Ready to go home. A good hot meal, a nice soft bed, and we're going to rest for a while. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will. The nets were loaded up in the boat. They shoved off. They rowed out to the spot, and they let down the work. And what do you think? More work. A lot of work to take care of that fish. They probably didn't understand. We're tired. We've spent all night working, but they followed his direction. And then a multitude of fish. And the nets began to break. And they called their partners. Praise God. It's good to have partners in the faith. Good to have fellowship in the faith. Good to have those who would help you pray. Good to have those who will help you to teach Bible studies and help and encourage one another. Both boats were filled up. Both boats ended up with a deck load to the point that they began to sink. Praise God. Amen. A man fishing on a boat in Sitka, anchored out at St. Lazarus Island. And he had fished there before, and he knew there's not going to be a huge catch. A 24-hour opening. But what he was struggling with was not so much the fishing, not so much the limited time to fish, and not so much the fact that there's probably not going to be a great catch there. What he was wrestling with was, should I be baptized in the name of Jesus? I've already been baptized. I've already had. That's the struggle that was going on in his heart and his life. He's out on the deck, and he's praying before this opening. He said, all right, Lord, show me a sign. If you'll fill the boat, then I'll know it's right. It's truth. It's the word of God. So the next day, they got up, and they lost their gear. Not much chance of a deck load now. But another skipper called and said, come and pick my gear. I already have a full boat. I don't have room for any more. I've still got gear in the water, and here's where it is. Come and pick it for me. So they went, they grabbed the buoys, they started pulling in the long lines, halibut after halibut after halibut. Went to the next buoy, started picking that line, halibut after halibut, almost every hook having a halibut on it. To the point that the skipper said, I'm not going to sink my boat for another halibut. Cut the line. A 50-foot boat. It's 40 feet from here to there, so 10 feet more. A boat almost as long as our auditorium. And it was in danger of sinking because it had so much halibut from a place that did not normally produce that much, because God was showing Jim Gillian a sign. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful the Lord knows how to bring forth his answers. He knows how to give a deck load. Amen. He knows how to give the increase. We plant, we water. God gives the increase. Hallelujah. It increases with the increase of God. And thank the Lord, his power comes forth in an amazing way. All the salmon, all the herring, all the halibut, all the thousands that they can be reproduced in. And the Lord provides that. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. I'm thankful Ephesians 3:20 is the promise that you and I can receive today. Praise God. Unto him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Hallelujah. God's power displayed in that way. Now, there were some events that took place between that overflowing deck load and the second time that it happened. Can God do it again?
Yes.
Yeah, he can do it again. Don't cheat yourself. Don't let the devil lie to you. You can get as much of the Spirit of God as you want. You can get as much of the blessing of God as you want. You can have the healing touch of God in your body. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Praise God. And thank the Lord we can believe it. Amen. Peter had a rocky road. It had been a tough journey. Oh, yes, he'd seen the miracles. He'd seen the healings. He'd seen the resurrection. But he had a rough road there just before the crucifixion. And after that crucifixion, it was a long, long 3 days. And he condemned himself. And he felt such guilt and such humiliation and such shame. But after the resurrection, amen, the Lord would single him out. Praise God. And, oh, fearful at that the men would catch him. The Lord told him, you're going to be a fisher of men. But he was fearful that the men would catch him and nail him to a cross. And so he denied the Lord and felt that weeping and that humiliation and that shame. But God was still working his plan. Peter, you still have something in your future. Don't give up. Don't turn around. Don't stop. Amen. The Lord is still going to use you. Praise God. Peter said to his fellow disciples, I'm going fishing. Something familiar, something secure, something he knew what to do. I don't know if he was thinking about the events of Luke 5. I don't know if he remembered catching a fish with a coin in its mouth. I don't know if he remembered fishing all night, but here he goes again. And then Jesus appeared. Oh, I'm thankful Jesus appears in our situations. He appears in our difficulties. He appears in our times of discouragement. He appears in our times when we're not feeling victorious. Praise God. His presence is worth everything. So they're out in their boat, and they hear a familiar voice. Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. And they obeyed, and wouldn't you know it? A multitude of fish. And Peter came to the recognition, it is the Lord. Oh, so good to have the presence of God in our midst. So good to have the huge catch because he is the Lord of the harvest. So good to know that he can provide more than the fish, more than the loaves, more than all of those things that he would provide, more than the miracles. Thank God for his presence. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his power. Amen. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thank God. Not skimpy, not stingy, but scrumptious. Praise God. My cup runneth over. Hallelujah. Not just a little sloshing around in there and you're trying to find enough for a little drink. No, your cup can run over. That's what the Lord gives. That's the blessing he provides. Hallelujah. Thank God that we know his power and his blessing is so real. Therefore, my beloved brethren, Paul would write, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Praise God. It's not in vain. It's eternal. God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name. No, he's not going to forget. Praise God. Like he told the churches in Revelation, I know your works. And for Philadelphia, it was an open door. For Laodicea, it was a condemnation of being lukewarm. Oh, that God would find works within us that would keep us going. Praise God. And doing the work of the Lord. Not arguing about our fishing efforts. And just keep fishing. Just keep going. Praise God. Not complaining, not criticizing, not carrying on, and not going on about it. It's too deep. It's too shallow. We're too far out. We're too close in. We're going too slow. We're going too fast. They got all twisted up in their tutus. But what we've got to understand is, oh God, at your direction, at your blessing, amen, we're going to do the work. Praise God. Amen. We'll heat the water up. We don't care if the floor gets wet. Praise God. We'll baptize in the precious name of Jesus. We'll teach Bible studies. We'll counsel and we'll comfort. We'll pray in the altar. Hallelujah. Because it's okay when the Spirit of God is poured out. It's okay when the power of the name of Jesus remits every sin. Hallelujah. Thank God for the work that He's able to do. More fish? Oh, yeah. The more the merrier. A multitude of fish filling up the ship. Praise God. Amen. Because then we'll be able to afford a bigger ship. And maybe the master will say, okay, time to come home. Glory to God. Because His word works. Amen. Fishing, a deck load. Salvation, the disciples received the Spirit, 120, and then 3,000, and then 5,000. Praise God, a multitude. Because He said, I'm going to make you fishers of men. I'll make you. The Creator said that. The one who spoke everything into existence. The one who could make your situation turn out for His good and for His glory. Amen. The one that we pray to, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew in me a right spirit. Cast me not away from thy presence. Keep not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Thank God He loves that prayer. And He answers it powerfully. And my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Praise God. And He can make you what He wants you to be. Hallelujah. Patient yet persistent. They're not opposites. Amen. Faithful and a powerful factor. Amen. Influence and significance. Praise God. You know why? Because the Bible says God made Him to be sin for us. He knew no sin, but He was made sin to take your place. And then that verse goes on to say that you could be made the righteousness of God in Him. And it's true, we knew no righteousness, but in Him we know it all. Oh, hallelujah. I want Him to make the impossible possible. I want Him to make the things that are torn apart and traumatic and a travesty, I want Him to make it a triumph. Praise God, because He can do it. Yes, He can. Stand with me now. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for what God can do, the blessing that He can bring forth, the power that He can show, the strength that He can give. Praise God. Oh, what a great God we serve. Hallelujah. What a powerful God who ministers to us in every way possible. Praise God. And the goodness of the Lord that would be displayed. Amen. And if Brother Wicker had time today to describe some of the things that he's seen across the country in all kinds of places, all sizes of churches, and the miracle power of God at work. Amen. We'd be assured, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation, no matter where the location, no matter what the status of life, God can do a work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want Him to do that for us today. Praise God. I want Him to show His power and bless in the goodness of His Spirit. Hallelujah. And let the Lord move in our midst today. Thank God. If you can come, let's come and stand in the altar today. Hallelujah. Let's let the Lord bless us. Let's let the Lord minister to us. Thank God. We want His power. We want His strength. We want His blessing. We want His touch. We want His presence. Hallelujah. And thank God He can do that work for us today. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 A multitude. Amen. A multitude. And that the Lord can minister to each one. Each one can receive a touch. Hallelujah. And the Lord desires to do that today. Can we worship Him together? Can we praise Him together? Ah.